This audio information from Developing Patient Partnerships is designed to help you manage your health and well-being. Each module has two tracks. The first will give you information about the subject. The next one is a practical skills track, which can be listened to regularly to help you build your learning. The following audio information is not intended to be medical advice or a substitute for medical advice. You should seek advice before relying on this audio information if you are pregnant, taking medication, involved in any form of medical treatment, or if symptoms persist.
Mental well-being is not the same as physical, but they are related and they both contribute to your overall sense of well-being. This audio information aims to help you feel better mentally and physically by helping you to learn about meditation. Stress and negative emotions can play havoc with your physical well-being, making you prone to infections and, if they are persistent, other health problems, including heart disease. On the other hand, struggling with physical disabilities can undermine your emotional well-being. So anything that makes you more physically or emotionally resilient, or that eases the pressures of everyday life, is likely to improve your overall sense of well-being. Everyone talks about stress nowadays. Most people have an idea that it affects both the body and the mind, and that it has to do with a build-up of physical and mental tension. But in fact, the stress response is designed to help us cope with emergencies. And it's only when it happens too often, or goes on for long periods of time without turning off, that it undermines our well-being and eventually makes us prone to illness. So it's a good thing that all animals, humans included, have evolved an opposite set of reactions, the relaxation response, which happens when the body and the mind do the opposite of what they do when you feel stressed. The relaxation response is designed for calming us down and generally chilling us out in body and mind. One very effective way of triggering the relaxation response is through meditation. In the next few minutes, we're going to look at how simple meditation can benefit you, improve your sense of well-being, and how you can practice it yourself whenever you feel the need to. Our medical expert, Dr. David Peters, will take you through a simple meditation technique to help you stay calm and relaxed. You can listen to it as often as you need to help you develop good meditation skills. But what exactly is meditation? It's not as mysterious as you might think. In fact, it's become quite scientific. When scientists first got interested in what is known as transcendental meditation back in the 1970s, they were surprised to discover that it boosted low-level electrical activity in the brain, known as alpha waves, which they knew the brain produced during calm, quiet states. Later on, they found it also harmonizes the activity between the two sides of the forebrain and reduced the body's flight and fight responses. But it's not only the brain that changes, though. The body reacts too. Sweaty palms, fast breathing, muscle tension, raised blood pressure and heartbeat were all found to reduce. Scientists can now say with some certainty that practicing meditation triggers the total relaxation response. Even your adrenal glands are affected, producing less of the stress hormones, cortisol and adrenaline. Scientists now think that meditation can cause the body to age more slowly and that it improves concentration and calmness. People who meditate regularly find it easier to stop smoking, drinking and abusing drugs. According to scientific studies, it can even enhance your immunity and boost creativity too. What's more, it appears to be the best approach for hard-to-treat health problems like severe chronic pain and panic disorder. Okay, you're probably thinking that this is all too good to be true. What's the catch? The answer is there isn't one. Anyone who puts their mind to it can do it easily. And it costs nothing. During meditation, the body is relaxed while the mind is alert, but not, as many people imagine, empty. Basic meditation starts by giving your mind a focus, something for it to drift towards and away from as you sit quietly. Soon you learn that even though other thoughts keep cropping up, you can let them go and keep returning to your chosen focus. In a while, our medical expert, Dr. David Peters, will explain a simple meditation technique so you can try this out for yourself. The beauty of meditation is that once you get good at it, you'll be able to drop into the relaxation response anytime, anywhere. You don't need an experienced teacher or a spiritual faith to learn how to do this. You can learn the basics from a book or through audio information like this. All you need is a little discipline, persistence, privacy, and time. Anyone can meditate, and it's really effective for quickly reducing stress and in the long term for building better health. A recent study from the University of Massachusetts Medical School highlights just how meditation can reduce stress and promote a good sense of well-being. The study involved recording the brain waves of a group of stressed-out staff working for a high-tech firm. Out of the 41 staff, 25 attended 8 weekly meditation sessions, and 16 didn't. Brain scans of all the staff done before, after, and 4 months later showed that those who had meditated had a more active left forebrain, the part of the brain that has to do with positive emotions. And, according to psychological tests, they were indeed calmer and happier than before. As science learns more about how the brain works, it's becoming clearer why meditation has such powerful effects on stress and emotions. Recently, neuroscientists began putting Buddhist monks, experts in a practice called mindfulness, into brain scanners. What they discovered was that meditation has trained their attention to become broader and more flexible. Practically speaking, their mindfulness practice produced the mirror image of attention deficit disorder. It makes you more aware of what's going on around you, more chilled when in an emotionally charged situation, more able to live in the present moment, and to become less preoccupied with the past or worried about the future. So it seems that many people could benefit from using meditation to help them feel happier and calmer.